Okay,
welcome to class two.
Let's start out by doing some deep breaths into the belly. Let everything go on the out breath. Just relax and let go whatever you're holding on to. Lengthen your breath. Keep letting go. Feel your whole body as you breathe into the belly. Focus on your left nostril as you continue to breathe into the belly. Focus on the right nostril. And as you breathe in, focus on the right nostril at the top of the breath. Switch to the left nostril and breathe out. As you breathe back in through the left nostril at the top of the breath, switch to your right nostril and breathe out, and continue in this way. Slow, deep breaths. Focus on both nostrils at the same time as you breathe slowly. Let the breath even out on both sides. Without trying to do so. Now bring up something, a circumstance or emotion or sensation that you want to let go of. Just let it come up and be there. And feel into it. Let it be there and without trying to control it, without trying to push it away. Notice what it's made up of, what its ultimate essence is. Just go into that and feel into it. And we see that whatever comes up, whatever appears, we see what it is made up of, which is awareness itself, that it is just an appearance, a point of view within awareness, all encompassing awareness. When we see it as awareness, when we witness it as awareness, it will dissolve on its own. So let it dissolve all by itself, by just resting as what you are. There's nothing more you need to do. To process any emotion. To see through any belief or idea about something. If you're not there yet, you can let go by intentionally just letting go, as we have done. But I encourage you to go deeper into awareness and witness how the dissolving or releasing happens on its own. Just by staying as awareness and witnessing whatever comes up, whatever wants to come up and wants to be let go of. And as we continue resting as awareness, we gain familiarity with it. We identify with it more and more, instead of identifying with the little I that we think we are normally. So continue resting. Just let go of whatever is coming up. And rest. Staying open without pushing anything away. Staying open and resting. nothing to do in this moment. Just to be. This basic aware space that you are is always there. It is pristine. It is perfectly pure. It is perfectly innocent. It is without any qualities or characteristics that can be described by the mind. It cannot be made into anything. It always is what it is. And we are already that. We are already what we are. We play the game of life, going along with the way we were taught to live, pretending that we are a personality, a somebody. This is a game. It's playing with points of view. And the points of view are not separate from awareness. In the same way, the waves are not separate from the ocean. Just play on the surface of the ocean. The waves form, they come into being, and then go out of being over and over. Meanwhile, the ocean stays the ocean. The waves do not affect the ocean. The ocean expresses itself in waves. Like the sun expresses itself in rays of light. and heat. What we call I, the little I, personality. It's just a temporary expression. Of the whole. Just a vivid appearance of the whole. Of awareness itself, and therefore it's not separate from awareness itself. There is really no separate I. There is no separate experience from awareness. Without awareness, there would be no perception at all. That which hears through your ears, sees through your eyes, smells through your nose, feels through the skin, tastes through the tongue, is awareness itself. There is no separate experiencer from awareness. Without awareness, there would be no experience at all. So awareness is the basis of everything. It is the most fundamental thing that exists. Without it, there would be no experience at all. We learn that we are separate. From people who think they are separate. But we have never been separate. From awareness itself. Clarity comes from letting go. Or whatever you're holding on to. It does not come from trying to get to a state of clarity. Thoughts will cease, not by trying to get rid of the thoughts, by letting go of whatever comes up and resting, not by trying to do anything, there is no state to try to get to. There's nothing to hold on to. There's no destination. It's all here. That will never change. That is the one thing we can rely on. resting as awareness is very easy to generate compassion and forgiveness. We can send it out like an explosion coming from the heart in all directions, affecting all beings everywhere. Touching everyone without their knowing it, in some small way. Or in a very big way. That was the perfect ending, yeah. Wow.
I'll join your party. I'll join your party, Eric.
Yeah.
Who's on
silence, but it's probably a long okay. Yeah. If you haven't noticed this already, I think you will. Anything can be transformed by resting as what you are. Because it is your perception. The world is your perception. So I would say the only way to transform your world is through awareness, is through being as you are. Although it appears that there are other ways to do it. Maybe those are true, maybe they're not.
I just decided to sit and really rest and just, but now there's, it's really like you said, if you try to do something, it's, you're not going to be meditating, but if you rest and you give up doing anything, you're just there. The thoughts don't come, the, all that turbulence doesn't. It doesn't happen so much if you're trying to observe. Even observing, I realize that it's still doing something. Because
if like you're trying,
you're looking for something.
Yeah.
So it's really resting, nothing else. And then you observe if it comes, you know, but nothing else. Anyway. It was really.
But awareness is already observing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's aware, right? Aware is observing. It's aware, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
There is no observing without awareness.
Yeah. Well, I was observing somehow. Looking for.
You were looking for something.
Yeah, for the thoughts.
Right.
For a long time. But then I realized that when the thoughts don't come so much, when you're actually not doing anything, when you're not trying anything, which is right.
And yeah.
I really stayed there in this place for a long time, and anxiety eventually disappeared after a few minutes. It's like incredible.
Yeah, great. Yeah. You know why that is?
Because I'm being myself.
Yeah. There's no seeker anymore. No. There's no seeker. When the seeker goes away, there's no thoughts. There's nothing to think about. I'm really happy that you guys get that. So we'll go two more weeks, and then I'll decide maybe take a break or go once a month or something. I'll make a decision. But next week and the week after that,
yeah,
we're on. So
we have the recordings.
Yeah, and we have the recordings.
So we
can
keep it up.
Yeah. So, anything else? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.